Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 590 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And we have a great question today from Scott. All right, here's today's question from Scott.
Good morning, Pat. My name is Scott. I have freeteachertech.com. First of all, I wanted to let you know that episode 190 of the Smart Passive Income podcast was the one where I went, oh, I think I can do this. And I stopped trying to learn so much, like over the past year, and started actually doing. So I'm creating my lead magnet right now, and that's going to be live by the end of the week, I think. Anyway, I had a question for you. I'm starting a mastermind group as well, or at least I'm trying to get into a mastermind group. One of the people I'd love to talk to, I think that we would have obviously a lot in common and be able to help each other a lot, could be considered competition in my niche. So I guess that's the question. Would you reach out to your quote-unquote competition? And for what it's worth, I don't consider him a competition, not because he's not great at what he does, but because I think we're very different. But technically, we're in the same niche. Would you invite somebody in the same niche into your mastermind? Is my group. And thank you again for everything you're doing. I hope to make you proud. Thank you.
Hey, Scott, thank you so much for the question. First of all, I am proud of you because you're doing stuff and you're taking action. I think, you know, you don't have to worry about that. I'm always proud of people who take action. That's my number one thing I look for, especially when I coach people. I'm like, are you an action taker? If so, great. Even if you aren't taking the right action, first of all, at least you're taking action, and let's get you on the right path. So let's do that here right now, Scott. So you want to start a mastermind. Here's the first thing I want to share with you specifically, because you're considering getting into a mastermind with somebody in your own niche. Is that okay? Yes, absolutely. In my mastermind group, am I myself in mastermind groups with people in my own niche? Absolutely. Now, I also recommend getting in finding groups with people from outside your niche too, because you get some amazing perspective. But there's a lot of benefits that can come with working with somebody in a mastermind format with somebody in the same niche as you. And the thing I want to point you to is episode 180 of the Smart Passive Income podcast. So you had mentioned 190, and thank you for mentioning that. But 180 is titled How Two Woodworkers Make a Full-Time Income from Their Craft. This is with David Picciuto and Bob Claggett, who are two woodworkers who would potentially be considered competition with each other, but they work together because they are different. And like you said, your quote competition that you feel like this person that you might potentially be in a mastermind group with who could be considered competition, you can work together. If you guys are different, you can work together and actually both exponentially grow together, because you're both sharing things that are working, things that are not working. You're able to apply those things and both grow, share each other's audiences and grow from there. There's a lot of different case studies and examples from the past in different niches. I know specifically, obviously, the online business niche, because that's the one I'm in. But there's been a lot of cases where these sort of dynamic duos have come about and have both grown together. Back in the day when I was reading blogs about personal finance, it was J.D. Roth and Trent who J.D. Roth blogged at getrichslowly.org, and then also Trent blogged at simpledollar.com. They both kind of started out at the same time. They collaborated, and they were doing the exact same thing. I mean, they weren't very different, yet they both worked together and were both able to grow two massive blogs, and that was because they were collaborating and helping with each other out. They were linking to each other quite a bit and also just sharing some sort of insider information every once in a while with each other. Myself and a lot of people, when I first started, got together and talked and collaborated and helped each other out, even though they could have been considered competition. Glenn Alsop from ViperChill.com, he and I have became good friends, Chris Ducker and I from ChrisDucker.com. I mean, we sort of just have grown together, and it's just become this amazing relationship. And now we have a lot of trust with each other, and we can help each other out and see what each other's doing. And I think that's something that you should definitely have. It's actually pretty I don't want to say it's required, but I think it's kind of cool if you have sort of a buddy in the same niche as you that you can run things off. And it could definitely benefit both of you. There's no taking away here. I mean, let's have this mindset of abundance, right? And I think that's really what it's all about. But of course, you want to make sure that you vibe with this person and you have conversations with this person first before you sort of pitch them this idea. I think it's really important to do that whenever you're going to get into any mastermind group, is really get to know who these group members are first. If possible, meet them in person, shake their hand, have a drink or coffee with them or a meal, and see if there's a vibe there. I mean, really what makes a mastermind group successful is the vibe. And it's hard to tell what that is if you just kind of reach out cold and ask somebody to just join a group, because mastermind groups, you're revealing stuff. You're sharing information. Now, when it comes to competition, again, I think it's really important to consider that, yes, they're in the same niche and you are sharing audiences. So you don't want to step on each other's toes, obviously, or copy or do anything like that. But there's common sense involved, obviously, and there's ways to kind of dance that dance and navigate through that. But I think common sense does have a lot to do with it. And again, like I said, if you vibe with that person and you guys are helping each other out and providing value to each other, I think there's nothing wrong with that. Not anything wrong with that. And I highly recommend it too. So if you get that opportunity to do that, great. And I wish you all the best. And I want to thank you again for your questions, Scott. I really appreciate it. And best of luck to you. So we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. You're going to hear from my assistant, Jessica, in the next few weeks so we can collect that information and send it over to you. And again, best of luck, Scott. And to everybody else out there who has a question, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And as always, I like to end with a quote. And today's quote comes from Michael Hyatt, from michaelhyatt.com. Leader of leaders, I like to call him. He said, "Most of us have experienced wow moments. We just haven't taken the time to think deeply about them." Nice. Do that. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.